This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest right here in the studio is Kim Daniels. They call her the Demon Buster, and she knows about being red hot for Jesus because, Kim, if you were not red hot for Jesus, you'd be dead in the type of ministry you have.
Amen.
Now, on your automobile, you have the word Demon Buster.
Yes, that, you know, We just like to have fun, and that was just our little way of, you know, we started out casting out devils, and people started calling myself and Pastor Soretta and one of our friends that is not with us now. She went to be with the Lord, Pastor Beverly Smith. They used to call us the Demon Busters. And, you know, we would, you know, put it on our cars, and you know, we just kind of kept that. I thought it was cute.
What does your ad say in the Yellow Pages?
In the Yellow Pages, it says that we cast out devils.
Not too many churches have that, but it is in the Bible.
Yeah, it is in the Bible.
Now, you told me that the success that you have in casting demons out of people, setting people, homosexuals free, drug addicts free, mentally deranged people free, it has to do with your intercessory prayer warfare. What do you mean by prayer warfare?
Well, you know, people call us the Demon Busters, and that's what they look at us as, but we have a well-balanced, full gospel ministry. You cannot deal with the devil without the word of God and the full word, the whole word. And if anyone were to ask me personally, what is the strength of your ministry? I would not say casting out devils. I would say it is spiritual warfare. Because the Bible says you cannot get the goods unless you first bind the strong man. And what we deal with is we deal with second heaven activity. The Bible says that the prince of the power of the air rules over the children of disobedience. And there are people that are strategically set up in high places connected to the second heaven activity. And what we're doing is we're doing prayer and warfare to, first of all, do it in the spirit. Disconnect these people from the powers that have them bound. And so, you know, we deal with the terrestrial high places, which is the crack houses. And these are the high places of the earth. But God just gave us the principle. When we started dealing in spiritual warfare and praying warfare prayers, you know, in obedience to Christ, then we began to see not only the demons come out, but the devil running with his tail under his backside.
Tell me about your church. Yours is a church made up of people from football stars at the NFL to people that are drugs.
To millionaires. We have, families in in Palm Beach, Florida, that are Demon Busters. We have, they travel, you know, around with us, and, you know, but they are actively a part of our ministry in our Bible schools, training, and living right next door to the Kennedys and all of the other rich folk that live in that area.
But in the church, you'll have people like a Jacksonville Jaguar sitting next to a former drug addict or a prostitute or...
I really believe that's what heaven is going to be like. You know, I believe it's going to be like people that come from, you know, it'd be a mixture. And that's what God is doing. He's tearing down the boundaries, the racial boundaries.
Now, is your church all black?
No, it's not. But we have a few white people. We believe in God for more.
Well, you know what? I'm from the North, but the last 10 years I've been living in the South, and I think it's awful having all white churches and all black churches. I mean, when are those walls going to come down? When are they going to come down, Kim?
Well, my prayer was that I asked God, God, I don't want an all black church. And one thing about it, God is bringing the walls down. I just clearly feel that. And I feel like in our city, that in Jacksonville, Florida, that I can see God doing that. I can see him tearing down those racial barriers, because the demon of racism is a cruel spirit. And it was racism and religion and prejudice and all these things that keep us separated, because the enemy knows that if we come together, we have power and authority over him like never before.
That's reason enough to pull those walls down. I mean, you must hate the devil with such a passion that you want to see the unity of the Lord, so that that devil has no place. He'll have as much place in you and in your church as he has in Jesus, and he's got no place in Jesus. Kim, tell us a little bit more about warfare prayers.
Well, the Bible says that there are principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. And in that, in one of my favorite scriptures, it talks about how when an unclean spirit leaves a man, that spirit goes about seeking dry places. When it finds none, it tries to come back to my house. And that's one thing that we need to understand, is that even after you've been delivered, the devil is stupid enough to think that you're always his. He's always looking for a door to come back in. And that word wickedness, it says that when that demon goes away and come back and find that house swept clean and garnished, he will bring seven more wicked spirits than himself. That word in the Greek is porneria, and it means a depraved state. And it says, so shall it be with this wicked generation. And that is not talking about the drug dealers or the prostitutes. It's not talking about the hood. It's not talking about all of the wicked people that we see in the street. But it's actually people that have been delivered and are backsliding over and over and over again, getting seven times seven times seven. And what we do in warfare is that we are praying, and there must be intercession to deal with the spirits that are trying to form habitations of devils right in the midst of our churches. And you know, one thing about it, if we're not careful, and I just thank God for what he's doing in the body of Christ, I'm excited. And I just think that there's a glory that's been about to be released in the church, especially concerning the apostolic warfare and deliverance like never before. But if we're not careful, that same place that God wants to release his glory, if we don't let it, because you know, people are the ones that stand in the way of a move of God, that same place that people come in to worship every Sunday will become a stronghold. And one thing about a stronghold, it does two things. It doesn't let something in, and then it won't let you out. So if you're not letting deliverance in, and the people are in there and they can't come out, then you just got a whole bunch of people just sitting there rolling with the punches, bound, depressed. You know, how can we say that a Christian can't have a demon when we got Christians that are depressed, suicidal, and just going through things that, hey, do not line up what the word of the Lord say we should have in a full life in Christ?
Kim, we're making available this week your book, Against All Odds. And Mishpucha, no matter what's going on in your life, you don't know what problems are until you see what Kim has gone through. And there's teaching worked throughout this entire book. People are being set free from reading it. Give it to unsaved people. Excellent book, Against All Odds. We're making it available for $12 postage paid. Kim, it's time to pray. There are people listening that are prisoners, and they don't even know where to go. By the way, if you want to get in touch with Kim, just go to our webpage, and we'll have a link to her webpage, and there'll be full information. But Kim, would you pray for our family?
Hallelujah. First of all, I want to say that the Bible says that if the gospel be hidden, it's hidden unto those whom the God of this world has blinded. And the Bible says that Jesus came to set the captives free. Jesus came. He was manifested in the earth realm to destroy the very works of the devil. If you're out there under the sound of my voice, I just want you to stop whatever you're doing. And because the anointing, in the spirit, there is no distance. And I believe that the anointing of God is coming through the airways right now. And you may need to get follow-up at a deliverance ministry, or you can call our ministry. But right now, I believe that God's going to do something in you that will break up the fallow grounds and that will cause you to press toward an attitude of not accepting the state that you may be in. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we take authority over every ruler spirit that will rule over the heads of the people that are listening. God, we bind every deaf and dumb spirit to deliverance in the name of Jesus. And we release the untapped power of God. And God, I thank you that even as the saints of God are praying in unison with me right now, God, we tear down every stronghold, every barrier, every blocking spirit. And God, I thank you that the scales and the veils will be removed from their eyes, God. That not only will they know you as Lord, but they will taste and see that you are good. Oh God, I just bind every lukewarm spirit. I bind every spirit that will cause people to be weary and well doing. And God, I especially pray for the pastors and the leaders, the pastors that want to give up, the pastors that have battled against witchcraft and don't even know how to deal with it, don't know what they're dealing with. Satan, I bind you. I command you to loose God's people. And God, I release the river. I release a wave over the listeners, God, that they will be overcome by your presence. And God, I thank you that when you come up on the scene, there's no spirit that can stand in your presence. In Jesus' name I pray and count it already done. Amen.
Mishpocha, the river is flowing. Kim, I know you can feel that river. It's flowing, and there are people that are listening to us right now that are beginning to experience freedom like they've never felt before. Last thought before we go off the air.
I just want to say that believe and you'll be set free. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. The reason why a lot of people don't get set free is they don't believe. Jesus told the woman, he said, according to thy faith, be it unto you. Don't let the devil trick you out of what you heard. I bind every whispering spirit. I bind the Rabshakeh, every goon spirit that will want to jack the word of God from you today. And I command you in Jesus' name to get in place, hear the word of the Lord, and walk in it.
Shabbat broadcast. I want to bless you, Mishpocha. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, soul, and body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarech Adonai Vayishmarecha Ya'er Adonai Panav Elecha Vichumnecha Yisa Adonai
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, cassette catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521, or call our order-only line 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia 31521. Look us up on the web, www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.